Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in South Florida this weekend, and we've been diving, having a big old time, but we have moved over to the Gomez Hilton, our home away from home. You know, we found out in hour one that the Drunken Sailor has negative points at the Gomez Hilton, which was something I didn't know was possible, but he's managed to achieve that goal. That he probably set out, you know, he set that goal many, many months ago, and evidently he's achieved it. Now, I don't see him around. CJ is back. Where did the Drunken Sailor go?
I think he's in the pool.
He's in the pool. He's taking a dip. Okay, so, that you know, has anyone thrown out the keyword and yelled out Baby Ruth, which means that no one else is allowed to swim for a while? The pool is closed, if you know, if that's the case.
Not yet, but I'll ask Walt where the skimmer is.
Okay, yeah, because I'm definitely not getting in there. Don't let him near the hot tub, whatever you do. All right, so, you know, we have a lot of special guests here with us. Jerry the Diver Guy's down from the mountains of Virginia. Barry the Boater, who resides down here in South Florida. And we're in his backyard. We're hanging with him. We're going to check in with him. And, of course, we got the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. It's always a pleasure to have Neil on the show. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Dude, if I was a dog, my tail would be wagging.
Well, there you go. And you were at Yoel and his better half's wedding just a few weeks ago, right?
Yes, I was, and it was delightful, to say the least. Some lovely ladies there, tons of great food. There was some Cuban food there as well.
I would imagine. Did you bring some of that Cuban food back here to Yoel from Cuba?
No, we just buy it on a Cuban market.
You just bought it at Walmart. Is that what you did?
No, just a Cuban market, not Walmart.
Okay, just checking. All right, but yeah, so you're in the States. Yoel is our I mean, he's like our guide to Cuba. He took Neil and I over there a couple of years ago, and you've been going back and forth quite a bit, taking tours and stuff over the last year or two, right?
Yes, I've been like once a month, twice a month sometimes.
And when we went, you weren't actually even certified to dive yet, but now you are. And are you diving over there quite a bit or what?
Yes, I dive a lot over there now. In less than a couple of years, I have over 300 dives already.
Really?
Yep.
So where have you been diving? Now, we were over at Maria La Gorda, which is like, that's like the south, I'm going to say, let's see, southeast side of the island of Cuba. Am I right? Totally wrong. Okay, that's what I figured. So what is it? Where is it?
It's the west tip of the island.
It's the west side. Okay, well, at least I got west in there. I just thought it was south. Okay, so it's the west side of Cuba is Maria La Gorda, and we had some great dives there, but you've been diving all around the island then. Is that right?
Yes, I've been diving Bay of Pigs and also Holguin.
So how does it compare to where we dove? Because what we saw was like, you know, really good Caribbean diving because a lot of it's, you know, not accessible to a lot of the folks that live on Cuba, so it hadn't been dove very much, and very pristine type dive sites down there. So in these other sites that you went outside of where Maria La Gorda is, what did you see?
Well, Bay of Pigs, the visibility is great too. It's really flat, completely flat. There's no waves there at all, and it's a lot of fish. Not too many. The reef is not as good as Maria La Gorda, but you have a lot of sink chips and a lot of tanks and a lot of fish.
And no pigs, though. Like, you know, they got pigs in the Bahamas. So, you know, Staniel Key, why don't they call that the Bay of Pigs? They should.
Yeah, well, actually, the Bay of Pigs has great walls. I mean, you swim out from the shoreline, I mean, it's almost like Bonaire as far as wall diving.
Yeah.
But yeah, but we do have swimming pigs
in Spain. Yeah, they have swimming pigs in the Bahamas. They don't have that in Cuba, I don't think, do they?
No, I don't really know what they call the Bay of Pigs. Maybe you can ask the drunken sailor. Maybe he knows.
The drunken sailor, do you have an explanation of the history behind the Bay of Pigs in Cuba? What do you think?
It's because of the pulled pork sandwiches.
Huh, interesting. I had never heard that story. You know, go back in the pool. We'll condemn it, and we should never call him into play. You hear what I'm saying, y'all?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that applies both to Cuba and the United States, just for the record. So anyway.
Baby Ruth.
Oh, jeez. I knew that was coming. Do they have these kind of people in Cuba? Is that why you left the country?
Yes.
Okay. And then she comes. She has to face this. God help her. God help her. But you're going to get her certified, and then she'll go on some of these trips with you, too, hopefully? That's the plan, maybe?
Yeah, that's the plan, to get her certified. She already took a resort course in Cuba, and it wasn't that good. But she learned.
Well, what happened? What happened during your resort course? What didn't you like about it?
Well, there's something interesting about diving with me. I love it, but at the same time, I kind of hate it, because I just love the feeling of being down there and swimming and just being free.
Right.
But then when I go up, I start getting nervous, I think. I don't want to sound like a fool, but I start getting nervous and I start hyperventilating and I start getting sick, and that's not good.
Okay, well, first of all, you'll never sound like a fool if the drunken sailor is on the same show you are. Secondly, you know, that's a very common feeling for a lot of people when they're learning how to dive. They get this kind of claustrophobic type of feeling where they're kind of like, you know, things close in. You just got to get through it. You got to fight through it a little bit, right, y'all?
Right. That's what happened to me, too. In my first dive, I just went down 115 foot. So it was kind of...
On your first dive, you did 115 foot. That's foolish. That's crazy.
You told me that before.
Yeah. Oh. And Neil Watson and Greg...
Oh, that explains it. Neil Watson trained you.
Neil Watson checkout dive.
Yes. For the record, Neil is not a certified dive instructor. He kind of blazes his own trail, you know, breaking records and crazy stuff.
Neil, do you want to tell the story about O.J. and his son and my father is the greatest diver in the world? And
Wait. O.J. Simpson?
Yeah, you know the story better than me. You tell it, Walt.
Well, what do you mean? O.J. Simpson?
No, this is O.J. Holden. He had a dive operation in out of Belize.
Yeah.
And he had a son, Jeff, and the son is sitting on the side of the canal one day on the seawall, and he's talking to Neil Jr. or John D., one of the two, Neil's
sons. One of the Jr. Watsons.
Right. And the guy says, my father's the greatest diver in the world. He's got a 427-foot, 1-inch record.
And it's 37. Yeah, let's get it right.
437.
And 1 inch.
And 1 inch.
Don't make it any shorter.
and Jeff looks at him and he goes, yeah, well, my dad certified him.
Wow. Okay. So you do have a C card.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You're just not an instructor.
I struggled for the thing. They sent it to me in the mail.
Yes, yeah. But he's not an advanced open water diver, just a regular open water.
Actually, I am Nawi and I'm Patty. I have my Patty certification and on my open water dive, it has 437 feet on my Patty certification.
Wow, and 1 inch, right. Yeah, that goes back to shrinkage or something that we were talking about in hour one.
Yeah.
Water was cold that day. Otherwise, it would have been like
437 and 8 inches.
Yes, exactly. Are you following any of this?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. God help us.
I have one more thing that I want to throw out. Neil might know this. Could any of the pigs from...
Staniel Key?
Staniel have swamp mouth?
That's amazing what the Captain Waltz rum punch does to himself.
Swamp's out, yeah.
If they swam
south.
To Cuba. Yeah.
And to the Bay of Pigs.
Well, yeah, I was kind of alluding to that, but I think it's you got to Google it. That's a whole war thing, Bay of Pigs thing.
Going against the stream, boy, they would be some hardy pigs. Yeah. But I met a few of those, too.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I could say so much more, but I don't want to offend anybody more than we already have, which obviously that's just what we do sometimes here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving and then stuff, you know, loosely related to it. Yeah, but it is an ironic thing that the dive god, a lot of people don't realize this, isn't even a dive instructor. You don't have that certification level. Am I right?
Absolutely. I hire them. I don't do it.
No. He hires them. I thought he was going to say.
It's incredible the number of people back in the early 60s that I did resort courses with that went and got certified and then started bringing groups down. And they said, wow, it was so incredible, Neil. You know, you were my inspiration. I said, well, you're not mine now, dude. You're instructor. I'm not.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's still pretty interesting. And I love talking with Neil and hanging with him and diving with him, except when he says, hey, Greg, you want to join my dive group? We're going to bounce down to 250 and we'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. I'm like, no, you go and tell me about it.
Oh, if it's a night dive, you should be apprehensive.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years.
Make that 21 now.
And still sucking.
Suck.
On air.
Hey. Hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
Did you ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm hanging out at the Gomez Hilton, our home away from home when we are in South Florida diving the reefs and just having a good old time. I got to give a shout out to Captain Cocktail, Jeff Trode, South Florida Diving Headquarters, taking care of CJ and myself. CJ, you had a great dive despite the water being a little on the nipply side.
I got wet. It was awesome.
Yes, exactly. It's always better down below. That's what we like to say, right?
That's right.
And, yeah, so it was good, and the visibility was good. Just the water temp was a little on the chilly side. All right, so I have my friend Yoel and his better half, Elise, right? Am I saying it, Elise?
Elise.
Just Elise with an L. Yeah. See, I know an Elisa, so I'm confusing your name with that. I apologize,
Elise.
Think Wyoming. That's the key.
You can confuse the name, but not the girl.
Not the girl. I'm not confusing the girl. Right. Okay, so Elise, you're going to get certified to dive. You said you felt that when you did a Discover course that your dive didn't live up to the hype because you got a little nervous, you're a little claustrophobic, but you're looking beyond that. You know it should be better. Is that what you're trying to tell me, or were you trying to tell me earlier?
Sure, I'm pretty sure it's going to get better. I'm pretty sure Captain Slay is going to be able to show me something anyway to breathe better and feel me better.
Now, how well do you know Captain Slay?
I don't know.
You don't know him?
No, I don't
know.
Well,
then that's perfect. You'll be great. Yeah. I was going to say, if you know him, then I'm a little concerned.
I always have my adopted dad, Neil. So
yeah.
Probably if Captain Slay can show me, he will do it. Probably.
Yes. You think, is she going to be able to handle you too, Neil? This is starting to sound a little concerning.
Her apprehension and claustrophobia and all of her problems will be Slate. She'll be comfortable in the water. It's Slate she has to worry about.
Okay. It's a little reverse psychology thing.
So
you're going to give her things that she's going to be way more afraid of than anything she'd ever see in
like
the water.
It's like the Chinese solution to headaches. They beat the bottom of your feet with bamboo, and you forget you have a headache.
Ah.
So that's Slate's
okay.
Philosophy.
All right. Does that work for you, Elise?
Well, I can also die following Neil. So who knows? Let's make it worth.
Okay, she's going to do it. That's all that matters. Barry the boater, or what? No, who? Jerry the diver guy has a comment.
She has four instructors right here at the hotel.
So at the Gomez Hilton, that's true.
And there's four of us here, so why go down in the Keys?
Yeah, what do you think of Jerry the diver guy? Have you talked to him yet a little bit, at least, or no?
No, no, yet.
Yeah, you haven't. So Yoel's done a good job to keep you away from him.
That's right.
Well, I actually, when I noticed that I just have three instructors, because I can count on him like an instructor.
Well, you can count on Yoel as an instructor, think?
I'm not a certified instructor.
He's not certified. No. He's certifiable.
Yeah, but he can't teach me anything.
He can't
do that. No.
He cannot teach you squat. Teach him.
Right.
No.
No, you know. Yeah, I think that's how it goes. That's how it goes in the States. The spouse always teaches the guy. You hear what I'm saying?
No, he doesn't know how to teach. He knows a lot of everything, but he doesn't know how to teach. Usually, when I get here my first week, he was like, oh, baby, do you want to drive my car? And I was like, oh, baby, I don't want to do that. Your car is so big. I don't want to do it. And he was like, yeah, baby, do it, do it, do it. Okay, I'll do it. Well, I took his car and boom. Over a tree. Well, not a tree, but it was
so weak. That is good. She wrecked your car, seriously?
No, a good thing that it was a truck. She was rolling it.
She ran over a tree. Okay. And the car was okay.
That was a perfect situation because I told him, I told you don't let me do that.
The one thing she's learning is that the woman is always right.
Right. I will not rent out a diving equipment, though.
Okay. All right. They're off to a perfect start for this marriage, I think. You know what I'm saying? They got the roles down. But the family that dives together stays together. So you're ready to do this, right?
Yeah, I want
to. Or you better be careful because Neil has a little different saying. What you're saying about that? On married couples?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Neil's looking at me like, what? Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, he wants me to recall stuff I said 10 years ago.
That's true.
It's like, dude.
I forgot what we were drinking.
I can hide my own Easter eggs, and you want to remember something I said 10 years ago. No. My theory and philosophy and rules used to be I never let married couples dive together.
Fight. Lise, how do you feel about that?
Well, he's my adopted dad. Yeah. I gotta be with him.
Yeah, he's somewhat senile, so you gotta take what he says with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have to say yes and support him. What I'm gonna do? You can't choose a family.
But he used to have this theory. I don't know if he still holds true to it. But he has no wives on dives. You know, because what was the theory? What was the story behind that, Neil?
with women and the couples
die
by? Yeah, well, I mean, every time a man and a wife would go in the water together as buddies, they'd come up screaming at each other and carrying on. This is crazy. You separate them and put them with a different partner, and everything just worked out fine. I mean, diving isn't supposed to be about domestic issues. I mean, you're supposed to have a good time. I mean, one of the beauties of diving underwater is you can't talk, but they would come up screaming. So, yeah, it was like, oh my God, what's wrong with you people? You're on vacation.
All right. Jeez. So he's kind of adopted this rule, but I, you know, how many times you've been married again?
How many fingers?
Four and a half.
Oh, four. Okay. So he may not be the best marriage counselor, I guess, is what my point is with that. So,
I am.
Yeah, well, okay. You got plenty of experience. You've been married. You were married like 30 years, but it only took four wives
I've
to do
been
it.
Married 40 years.
Yeah.
To four different women.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. Barry the Boater.
I've been married 33 years. I've never dove with my wife.
Ah, so there is a living, breathing example. So she's like. And she just pulled off her high heel.
Yeah,
she's going to stab him with it.
Yeah.
I see. Are you watching her and you're thinking I could do this too?
No, I can do it right here.
Oh, you don't need. She doesn't need a high heel. She'll just like you know.
And she habla español too.
Aha. Uh-huh. So she speaks Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Spanish. What is wrong? I can't even speak now. Yeah. So what is the point? So and that helps how, Barry.
When she wants to curse at me, it's in Spanish.
And then you don't know what she's saying. You think, oh, I'll love you too, honey.
Yes.
Right. I understand. I get it now. It takes me a little bit of time, too, Neil. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, exactly. 21 years, still sucking on air. It could have been something else that's killing brain cells as well. So, I don't know. But I think you guys are off to a good start, and I think you should get certified to dive, and you'll get wet together. That's what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. More Rum Punch. Walt, where are you?
Right here.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, hanging out at the Gomez Hilton in South Florida after some diving. And now that the diving's done, the drinking has begun. And the brain cells are moving a little slower than usual, which sometimes produces some radio gold and some nonsense as well. But I got the Dive God with me. I got Barry the Boater, Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ Yol from Cuba, and his better half, who we brought over from the island and has made her a U.S. citizen. And by the way, is that the goal? You're going to become a U.S. citizen here in a year or two or something? Or do you know?
3 years.
3 years. He put up five. You say three.
No, three because I'm married with American citizen.
So. Okay, is that right? Or are you just saying, no, please, don't do that?
No, it is. She has to wait 5 years, yeah.
Okay, all right, it's five. She's looking at him like, no, you said three. I'm going home. We just started an incident.
Saying, now you tell me.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to wait 5 years for you. What the heck? Yeah, but when you were in Cuba, now I heard during the commercial break that our reputation preceded us. You heard about our visit to Cuba when we were there a couple years ago. Is that true?
Yeah, I heard about you guys all the time.
Really? And was it good or bad?
Well,
don't answer that. What did you hear exactly? Let me rephrase the question.
Well, there's a song that it doesn't come off of my head.
Oh, that you can't get out of your head. The song that we hear when we go to Cuba, the one Tantameda. I want a one ton tomato. Yeah,
you can. No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Yeah, what do you mean it wasn't like that?
They weren't singing like that.
What was they singing?
Like one time tomato.
One ton tomato. Yeah. Well, I think that's what they say. I mean, I was doing the English translation when we sang that for you.
So I was thinking, like, I'm not employed right now. I want to go to a restaurant or a coffee chair, and I'm going to save tomatoes, and I'm going to sing, one ton tomato. Probably people's going to buy a lot of tomatoes.
Yes. Well, a one ton tomato is a very large tomato. So, you know, be careful what you ask for here in the States. You might just get it. But you should sing it. I recommend that to anybody. And that's just a good way to have a cultural exchange with your waiter or waitress when you're ordering tomatoes and trying to throw in a little Cuban flavor to the mix. All right. Enough nonsense. More of it coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So Greg, he's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if I'm Nart or I might have had one too many Captain Waltz rum punches here at the Gomez Hilton. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, but we are not diving. We are drinking after a day of diving and reflecting on some old stories and things and what we saw down here in South Florida and just catching up with some friends from Cuba. We got Yol. We have Barry the Boater from South Florida. We got Captain Dale from back in the day who was, I don't know, ran with Walt back, I don't know how many years ago. You've known Dale how long, you figure, Walt? What, 30, 40 years probably?
Three days.
3 days. Okay. Yeah. Just feels longer maybe. I don't
30
know.
30 years.
Yeah, and then, of course, the dive god is with us, Captain, well, Captain, no, he, I guess
no,
you're...
I'm not a captain.
No captain, no. He's not a certified instructor, but
I'm
he's the dive...
God, not a captain.
That's right, God's he doesn't God. Need any title beyond dive god, that's like the best there is. So, yeah, you know, Neil Watson is with us, so we're just having a good old time reflecting on some of the dive things that we have done. And I don't know, Neil, where are you heading to next? Are you doing some diving over in the Bahamas anytime soon or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get over and do a hammerhead dive again before my son's heading off to Cat Island to do a charter with the white tip sharks. And,
what, oceanic white tips?
Oceanic white tips, yeah.
Wow. So yeah, the hammerheads, we're at the end of Bimini season for the hammerheads, where these big, great hammerheads cruise in for the winter months, you know, kind of like a spring break for them or something. But then they go somewhere. Do we know where they go? They're leaving about now, right, or in the next month or so?
They're putting some tracking devices on them, some satellite tracking devices, so hopefully by next hammerhead season, we'll kind of know where they went hanging out and partying too.
Yeah, but there's no guess on where they go at this point, or have you heard any rumors?
Well, it would only be my guess. No, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. But it'd be interesting to know for sure, and I guess we'll find out in the next year or so.
Could we put one of those trackers on the drunken sailor and see where he goes?
No, I would. If anything, it'd be more of a tracking device so we could avoid the area that he goes.
A shock collar would be better.
A shock collar might be more appropriate for sure. You know, CJ is with us right now, and he's kind of taken on the role of, drunken sailor wrangler or something here at the Gomez Hilton. Where is he? He was in the pool before, and that's obviously been condemned, at least for the next few hours. You know where he is?
I lost him.
Oh, great.
Last I saw, he was behind the tiki hut. And now he's gone.
Okay. Well, anybody's guess on what could happen with the drunken sailor. But, yeah, we should track him or shock him or both.
You can look under the dock, see if he's floating there.
Yeah, well, that, you know, chances are he'll be there at some point during the evening. But, you know, the thing is, we found him there before, and he always manages to, come back to life, resurrect. You can't be taken out. He's like a cyborg or something in that regard.
Or a relative you can't get rid of.
Yes. He is definitely something you can't get rid of. It's more of kind of like a rash or a virus, you know, but they make an ointment for that. Do they have problems like that in Cuba, Lise?
They use a lot of natural medicines.
Natural medicines. Maybe that's, you know, what we need to use on him.
I think he's had his share of natural medicines.
Yes, natural medicines, you know, a fern or something that you rub all over you to disinfect things. I don't know.
It's a ferner.
Okay.
Cuban rum is a natural medicine.
Cuban rum, yes, it's a disinfectant, isn't it?
We don't believe that much in pills. Pills are expensive, and we have to buy it from other countries. So we probably used to teas and medicines and rum.
And rum. Yeah. By the way, is the best rum in the world from Cuba?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just checking. Since you're there, I would imagine you could be the official spokesperson for that. Have you drank a lot of that over your, you know, your, what, 20 years maybe, if that?
21.
21, okay. Well, see, I was being generous maybe. I don't know, right?
Yeah, you're being generous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not like a drinking person, but I do love to get home when I'm tired and get a little sip of Cuban rum and a couple cubes of ice.
Yeah, get you there quicker.
Yeah, and get, no, not quicker. I just want to, I just hang on the couch and.
And chill.
Yeah.
Chill in Cuba.
What about cigars? Do you ever smoke Cuban cigars?
Yeah, what about that?
I do.
We have some of those here at the Gomez Hilton.
Cuban rum, Cuban cigars, and beautiful Cuban women.
That's like 80-80-80?
No, it's better than 80-80-80. Absolutely.
I think Neil's fixing to get married again.
Uh-huh. It can happen. Be careful, y'all.
Yep, I have to watch out.
If you get her certified and you guys end up being a diving couple... You know, a matter of time.
Yeah, I found out Lise has a sister. Unfortunately, it's not an older sister. She's 15. So
uh-oh.
Even for the dive god, I mean, that's a little...
No, that's, we don't want to go there. That's just... Oh, brother. Yes, what's going on? What, Barry the Boater's pointing at something. What? Jerry the Diver Guy?
You want another drink?
The last time someone asked him that, he didn't understand the question.
Yeah,
is that
exactly. What?
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're at the Gomez Hilton. Obviously, we're just hanging out as a bunch of divers having friends or having stories and sharing stories and amongst friends, I guess, right? Or acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
Yeah. Hey, that might be a strong word, friends, especially when we're throwing the drunken sailor into the mix. But CJ is here, and this is the ultimate diving experience. This is the social part of diving. Would you agree with me on that, CJ?
Yeah, if you can't share it, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, if you know, it's one thing to go down underwater and get away from all the noise, and you know, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, a spousal hiccup between the two folks, you can go down and you can shut that off for a few hours and then and just have fun to be at one with yourself. And then come up and then just share those fish tales with friends. And it distracts from all the noise. And you can focus on the stuff that really matters and brings us together, which is those kind of experiences where you, you know, you have this special encounter. You see this cool eel underwater and you can share that story. And then you don't have all that other nonsense. Are you with me, CJ?
Yeah, because I can relate. I try to learn from the dive god, and
right.
His rule was no wives on dives.
Yeah.
Well, I've perfected the first part of that, which is just no wives.
Ah, okay. That's the first step?
Yeah. He didn't make the first mistake once.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, actually, he made it twice.
Oh, twice. Okay. Well, he's a slow learner.
So it's really no wives, I dive.
Okay. All right. You could adopt that philosophy as well. But, you know, look, it may work for you if you have a spouse that dives. I mean, I think buddy teams, it just depends on the team, right? You'd go with me on this. Even you, right,
yeah,
Neil?
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah, buddy teams are I hate buddy diving. I don't like to be with anybody. this whole buddy thing, I think it sucks.
Okay, all right.
You know, but then again, you know, I mean,
different strokes, different folks.
The, you know, for the average, I require it on my boats. I don't require it for me. I figure if I used to think if I was ever going to die in the water, when I would take groups out and stuff, I loved to free dive. And we'd be in 80 or 90 feet of water, and I'd free dive down, and I'd be swimming around and stuff, and I'd be coming up, and I'm thinking, you know, I'd be close to shallow water blackout, and I'm thinking, Neil, you're an idiot. Nobody is watching you, because they figure, what could ever happen to Neil Watson? And I'm
all, he's a dive god.
He's a dive god. So nobody's immune to killing themselves in the water. So, no, you should be with a buddy, unless you're me.
Well, okay. All right. So do as he says, not as he does.
Absolutely.
As a dive god. Yeah. But you know, the thing is, it's different strokes for different folks. Whether you're going down underwater to get away from it all, or you're jumping into that social aspect of it, of bringing people together. I think it does both. And it just depends on the person. You're still going to have that individual experience underwater when you're diving with a buddy or not, because you can just kind of drift off into your mind, looking at the environment, looking over the wall, and just feeling like you're skydiving or something. It's just a magical thing.
The beauty of diving is every sport is competitive. You're trying to beat somebody at golf, at tennis, at every sport. Life is competitive. Everything is competitive. The beauty of diving and the joy of diving is it is not competitive. You're not trying to beat anybody at anything. To me, it's a form of Zen.
Right.
You're underwater. A sense of weightlessness, peacefulness. You get out of it what you want, whether it's fish, whether it's coral, whether it's just being weightless and breathing in the water. I mean, today, and this is like over 50 years of diving, I get the same thrill out of diving that I did the first time I went underwater and experienced weightlessness. It's the most incredible sport in the world, and it's the most accessible sport in the world. The only thing that compares to diving and weightlessness is being an astronaut.
That's right, and I'm not planning to blast off anytime
That's
soon.
That's pretty tough. Being a diver is not.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I like to go deep. So one time I went very, 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 very deep with the computer and everything.
Water.
Like a scuba diver.
Water. 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 Water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's with me. Barry the Boater. The Dive God, Neil Watson, Walt DeMartini, Joel from Cuba, and his better half, Lise. 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 I'll get it. Do you want to be a mermaid, by the way, Lise?
Sure.
Will you'll allow that is the question.
What do we think about it?
Okay. All right. So, you know, sometimes I have to get approval from...
1, 2, 3. He doesn't have to approve anything.
Oh, there we go. Now we know who wears the tail in this family.
What he needs is more rum punch.
Yeah, that may be. And I have a feeling he's not going to have any problem getting that here at the Gomez Hilton. By the way, what do you think of these upgrades, Neil, that Walt has put into effect at the Gomez Hilton? The new tiki bar is impressive stuff.
I'm loving that tiki bar. I'm you know, the Watson Westons are getting upstaged here. I'm gonna have to do a lot of work, man.
There's a lot of competition. I got to tell you, he's really kicking up the game.
I don't see a retractable floor with a jacuzzi.
Well, that's true.
In the living room, but there's other things that are pretty cool about it.
Now, Lisa has been to both. What do you think? Do you like Gomez Hilton or you like the Watson Weston?
A couple of both.
A little bit of both. You want to split up your vacation between the two properties?
Yeah, because I love that much, the sun tanning and hanging on the beach, just chilling, taking the sun, getting tanned. And then I really enjoy to go diving. So, yeah.
Okay. So, by the way, so as someone new to the United States, you've only been here a couple months, and you're going to learn how to dive. Do you already have a place you want to go and do this kind of thing and dive or just go and visit or what?
Of course I have a place.
Like what? Where?
I want to go to the Spring Resort on Bimini.
She wants to go, do the hammerheads or something? Or what have you told her?
The dolphins.
Oh, the dolphins.
Yeah, I just want to go with the dolphins.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The hammerheads aren't that exciting, she said, so she wants to do the dolphins and the stingrays and maybe the Caribbean reef sharks.
Okay, well, that would work. Sharks.
I have kind of a phobia with sharks, so let's just stay with dolphins.
Now, when you were in Cuba, did you get out in the ocean at all much or no?
Yeah, I do, pretty much.
Did you snorkel and stuff?
Yeah, I snorkel a lot, but we don't have sharks there.
No sharks in Cuba. They have sharks in Cuba in certain places, not at the places where you were.
No, not in the shore.
Yeah, not that you saw. They were there watching you. No, but so you have you're a little anxious about sharks is what you're telling me, right? All right, so you want to dive in Bimini because you've heard Uncle Neil tell you all about the cool stuff they got over there. Is that right?
Well, it's actually Dad's Neil.
Yeah. What's that?
It's Dad Neil. Not
Dad Neil. Okay, Dad understood. Neil. All right. Yeah, that's probably even better. Not the creepy uncle.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay, so, the thing is, so you got Bimini. Have you heard about some other places you want to go? Or Yol, have you told her anything else? Because, you know, one reason I'm asking is you're from Cuba. There's a lot of people listening right now to the show, and they're thinking, hey, I want to go dive in Cuba. She's in Cuba and she wants to dive here, I'm guessing. Are you aware of the springs that you have just up the road here from where you live in South Florida now?
Well, the thing is, when you live in Cuba, when you were born in Cuba, you can't go anywhere. So once that I'm in the States and once that I'm free, I want to go everywhere. I want to meet the world. I want to travel and I want to see every place in the world as long as I can. And as long as my husband's credit cards let us.
Yeah. Hey. It's funny. It's like she has this universal language that a lot of spouses pick up very quickly when they get married. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're taking her where there? Y'all like the Tiffany's, Rodeo Drive, and where else?
We're thinking on going to Key West, Key Largo. On Devil's Den.
Okay, Devil's Den up in the and do some spring diving there.
Yeah.
But you take her down to see Betsy down in Isla Mirada, Florida. Yeah, the giant lobster. Have you seen they got lobsters in Cuba, right?
Well, we went no.
No.
No. Well, they have lobster, but it's illegal if you eat a lobster in Cuba.
You've never eaten a lobster?
Well, I do have it, but it's illegal.
Ah, okay. Well, but now you can have a lobster here. Yeah.
No, what happened is that even the restaurant is illegal to sell lobster in Cuba, so they have a, they don't have it in the menu.
But right. But you could take her to dinner tonight, and she take her to a lobster dinner. Have you had? You've eaten it already, though. You know how good it is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Well, they have a giant lobster that is like, I don't know, how big is Betsy? Where's Jerry the diver guy? He just saw Betsy down in Isla Mirada.
It's about 40 feet long.
40 feet long. It's as big as this entire room, Betsy, the lobster.
You could cook a whole paella with that.
A whole paella, you could. That would make quite a paella.
Beans and rice to eat that.
Yes, I think it would. But you could go down and visit Betsy, you know, on the Gulf side of US 1 in Isla Mirada.
She could also go snorkeling with the manatees up in the Crystal River.
What about manatees? Have you seen the manatees?
No.
The sea cows?
No,
they don't have those in Cuba, do they?
Extinction in Cuba.
They're extinct.
Yeah, they're
extinct.
Yeah.
They don't have them. They have them here. So just up the road, actually up where we're at in Orlando, you come up and snorkel with manatees, the sea cow.
I want to go everywhere.
She wants to do it all. I can see the wonder in her eyes, Neil.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she just does. She's not old enough to know any better.
Yeah, really.
No, it's all good. You know, I feed off that kind of energy when you meet these people that want to do all this kind of diving. It brings us back to when we first got certified, doesn't it, Neil?
And it's an eye-opener to realize what we take for granted that other people don't have.
Exactly. But you do feed off of that, you know, and it's good to see it. So hats off to you. You're on quite a journey, Lisa, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for being on Scuba Radio today.
Thank you very much.
And welcome to the United States, and I apologize for everything that's happened over the last couple hours.
Well, thank you very much for inviting
me. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. See, we managed not to offend somebody for the first time ever. All right, and on that note, we'll end it. Till next week, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.